The Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center is experiencing a COVID-19 outbreak among both staff and the youth incarcerated there. As a result, those young people have limited opportunities for education. Many of them have no interaction with their teachers. WYPR's Rachel Bay has a closer look.
The children in Maryland detention centers typically have school year-round. Shortly after public schools closed statewide in March, teachers at detention centers also began working remotely. Priscilla Caproletti teaches at the Cheltenham Youth Detention Center in southern Prince George's County.
We were told that they were essentially keeping a full school schedule while we were not there.
During a virtual class, the teacher would give a 45-minute lecture via live stream or recorded video, and students could submit written questions.
Children had packets that went along with the material that we were teaching.
She says students then had 45 minutes to complete written assignments. Teachers worked remotely for nearly 3 months before returning to their classrooms. But teachers at the Baltimore Detention Center left again earlier this month after testing revealed an outbreak. That's a problem, according to Nick Maroney. He's the director of the Maryland Juvenile Justice Monitoring Unit, an independent watchdog for the state's juvenile detention centers. He says remote teaching has not worked as intended.
Kids were given packets of work for the 6 hours of mandated education time per day, and they were not given any help to work on those packets.
Maroney says the youth often received similar packets day after day, and it was a few months before they received grades or feedback.
There was some virtual classes offered, but they amounted to approximately 2 or maximum 3 hours a week of virtual learning per kid.
Jenny Egan is the chief attorney in the juvenile division for the Maryland Office of the Public Defender in Baltimore. She says the youth are not given pencils, paper, or even worksheets for their virtual classes. They are supposed to send teachers questions via a computer that they are not allowed to touch. They have to ask a staff member to do it for them.
We're now on month 5, and they haven't come up with a solution for how to provide education.
During an outbreak, youth who may have been exposed to COVID-19 are quarantined, and those who test positive are placed in medical isolation. While there, they can't interact with their teachers, virtually or in person. For schoolwork, they just have their packets. Maryland Department of Juvenile Services spokesman Eric Solomon says the agency does not release the number of children in medical isolation or quarantine. Based on information obtained by WYPR, about 2/3 of the residents at the Baltimore Detention Center are currently in either isolation or quarantine. Youth are also currently quarantined at other detention centers with confirmed COVID-19. Again, Egan, the public defender.
If you don't grade and instruct and help kids learn, then all you're doing is handing them busy work.
The Maryland State Department of Education oversees instruction in the detention centers. Spokeswoman Laura Rakowski said in a written statement that the agency expects teachers to return to the Baltimore Detention Center in about a week. But they, quote, continue to evaluate the situation on a daily basis. Meanwhile, teacher Priscilla Caproletti, who teaches in person at the Prince George's Detention Center, wants to return to remote teaching.
I am a 5-time cancer patient. I feel like my life is honestly being put at risk.
She says she worries about her coworkers who are older and those who also have underlying health conditions. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.